to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Here we are back again. This is Desi Andrews on with Jack Cohen, talking about various things. And Chris in Alaska.
Yes, I was going to make a comment about Ralph, one of Ralph's friends.
Yes, sir.
Along the lines. Hello, I'm not hearing myself. I guess I'm on.
I can hear you.
Okay, that's great. I was going to make a comment. I mean, I appreciate everything that Ralph is doing as well. I've spoken with him and that, and I really hope that things work out better than it seems like they're going right now. When the gentleman before was making a comment about, well, what can we do? The difference between our founding fathers is they hadn't had anyone show them what to do and how to do it. We've seen a way that works already. They've shown us.
That's a good point, Chris.
You know, we're so fortunate that we forget what they gave up and what they did, but they showed that it could work.
Yeah, they just had to forge it out of nowhere.
No one had ever done that before.
Yeah.
No one had ever done that.
That's a very, very valid point.
So we don't have to wonder if it's going to work. We already know that it works.
Good for you.
And we have more information, more ways of sharing what's going on than they had. You know, one of Atlanta 2FIC, we've got the internet, we have shortwave radios, we have all sorts of things, resources to get the knowledge out that they never even dreamed of. It was all science fiction to them.
That's
it wasn't
true.
Even really science, you know, as far as that goes.
That's a very good point, Chris.
So I know we have hours we could talk, but I don't see other people coming in. It just, that was the biggest thing I've seen that most people don't pay attention to, is understanding the knowledge, how much power there is, and that we've already been shown how to do this.
I should have said that myself. I appreciate your calling and saying that, Chris.
Not a problem at all. Keep up the great work.
Thanks. Appreciate your call. He's absolutely right, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, what would we do without Tommy, Jack?
That's right.
Thomas right. Jefferson is the idol of both Jack
role
and myself.
Model. He's a great role model, great thinker. He engineered our economic system. He engineered our taxation system. He engineered a whole lot of different aspects of American life, or what became American life afterwards.
How many languages did he speak?
He read. He was fluent in 7 languages. That is, he could read and write. He couldn't necessarily speak them all.
He could read and write. Well, reading and writing, speaking is the easy part. Reading and writing is a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing man.
Yeah, he was.
Okay, somebody mentioned the public debt on a call, and I was on Access TV with Bill Veist a week and a half or so ago, and he talked about money, which is, I could listen to Bill talk about money for hours, and Bill, trust me, can talk about money for hours. And he talked about the fact that money is mentioned several times in the Constitution, but it's never defined because the definition was so clear what money was. Money was a silver dollar, a piece of 8, milled after the Spanish dollar, and it's 3.95 grams of silver and nothing else. And in the 14th Amendment, it says that citizens can't question the public debt, but at Article 1, the powers granted to Congress, it says that they can borrow money, that one of the powers is to borrow money on the credit of the United States. They can only borrow money, Jack.
That's true.
Money.
Yep, that's true.
They couldn't float on debt. And as you pointed out to me, everything flows out of the debt. What is that office, the debt management?
Bureau of Public Debt.
The Bureau of Public Debt?
Yeah.
It mentions it on the Treasury, on the U.S. Treasury website, and the Bureau of Public Debt, according to Jack, generates every...
borrows the money the government needs to pay its bills.
Every bit of it.
Every bit of it.
Or borrows the credit it needs. Remember, there is no money.
It borrows what the country needs. It borrows what the government needs to run it.
It borrows something to appear to spend. Well, we're at another break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, we're back from break. This is Desi Andrews with Jack Cullen, and our call-in number is 800-313-9443. Feel free to call us. We welcome your calls. It's nice to talk to you all out there. At least we know somebody's listening when that happens. So Congress can't. What about this questioning the public debt in the 14th Amendment?
Well, you really have to wonder why they would stick something like that in there. But I believe it was because they knew that ultimately the fact that they had borrowed so much money to finance that war would ultimately be challenged, and they had to prevent that challenge from occurring, it seems to me.
The war between the states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't a war between the states.
Well, the conflict.
Yeah.
The troubles.
I like the way the Southerners put it. It was a war of northern aggression.
Yeah, the war of northern aggression. That's exactly what it was. No question about it.
Yeah.
And, of course, if we go back to the war of northern aggression, that's where we begin to see the nasties creep in.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Reconstruction Acts. Did you see that? You didn't catch that Reconstruction series on PBS, did you?
No, I didn't.
I was blown away. Either this is a—I mean, normally PBS is fairly accurate, in my opinion, But they portrayed Andrew Johnson as this horrible, horrible president, and totally responsible for the use of military in the states, in the southern states. It was because of his policies that they did that.
Right.
I've never, ever, ever seen or heard of the story that's shown on that PBS series on Reconstruction. I don't believe it either, by the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, because of what I've read about him and what was in the papers is he was sick that they would punish the southern states because they had been through enough.
Uh-huh.
And it was Congress that wanted to put the draconian measures on him, and he fought them and almost got impeached. But, boy, that's not what they put on television.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, you can't believe much of what you see on television.
Well, I can pretty much believe what I see on PBS, but, boy, that was really wagging the dog.
Yeah.
Wagging the dog. I know recently I sent you an email about how the 14th Amendment is diagrammed. I hadn't thought about it until Mike read that Red Amendment by L.B. Bork, which is mighty darn good, by the way. And in Section 2, where it talks about voting,
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I diagrammed that sentence, to the best of my ability, I diagrammed that sentence. It's a mighty, mighty tricky sentence. But when the right to vote at any election for the choice of electors for president and vice president of the United States, representatives in Congress, the executive and judicial officers of a state, or the members of the legislature thereof, is denied to any of the male inhabitants of such state being 21 years of age and citizens of the United States or in any way abridged, except for participation in rebellion or other crime, the basis of representation therein shall be reduced in the proportion which the number of such male citizens shall bear to the whole number of male citizens 21 years of age in such state. Have a clue what that says?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah? Well, I mean, it's like 12 lines long.
Yeah.
First of all, when you start a sentence with, but when the right to vote at any election.
Yeah.
Strikes me as
obsequious.
Yeah, to say the least.
Obtuse.
To say the least.
Yeah.
So what it says, if you really look at it, is that the people who are voting in participation in rebellion, I mean, how it's translated, and I think it's right, is if you vote as a citizen of the United States in a state election, you're rebelling against that state, and that shows you're acting in rebellion.
Good.
How about that?
Yeah.
Let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania while we think about this 14th Amendment.
Hello. John, you have wonderful programs, and I especially enjoy the opportunity to listen to your program today with your guests. Bessie, I'd like to ask a question.
I'm glad you're speaking to John because he's not here, but, you know.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay, Jim.
Bessie, you had a website while ago.
Once upon a time.
Okay, I thought maybe I got the URL wrong, but
No. As I said earlier, for some reason, when it came time to renew the subscription, I put it in a pile and it got lost for 2 months. Stupid, I know, but that's what happened.
Okay, please let us know when it'll come back because I enjoyed the resources that were available.
Well, thank you.
Maybe about a month ago, the last time I heard you on Republic, you were going to ask a question, and I did not hear the answer. Maybe it was my fault. We were talking about passports, and you said that it's possible to get a passport without a Social Security number.
Right.
I would like to know how that could be done. And then on my application, just below it, and this is my second question, is there's a question about divorce. About 20 years ago, my wife divorced me, and unfortunately, I haven't been able to get a passport since then because I'm still paying her alimony and child support.
Are you in arrears?
Yes.
Okay, here's where I'd start with you. First of all, you can get a passport without a Social Security number. That's absolutely not mandatory. I mean, and think about it, it's absolutely silly. Why would you need a Social Security number to travel? So all you do is put zeros or dashes or NA by it, and if they say that you have to have a Social Security number to submit it, you say, show me the law. There is none. Okay?
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of doing it, and I don't understand why people have such a problem with it. If you go to the next passport office, or you know, they've opened them in post offices, and they have them here in the county clerk's office. My son applied for a passport 2 months ago, and absolutely not didn't say a word to the guy that took the application.
Well, admittedly, I answer questions like that out of habit, and listening to your program, I'm astonished at why I've been even doing it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, where's the law? I learned long ago to always ask when people say you have to do that. I say, oh, that's wonderful. Do you mind showing me the law?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, where they get it is, well, everybody says, everybody knows. I mean, that I found that wonderful scientific evidence. Everybody knows. You know, it's just one of the best scientific data that ever came across the pike.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as that's concerned, what I would do if I were you is I would ask for the state plan. Here in Texas, it's between the Office of Court Administration and the Attorney General. And what you need to do is go putzing around on the internet to find out where the grants come into your state. And there are a lot of grants that come in under child support.
Okay.
And you need to see if it has to do with the Attorney General. But then you need to keep doing Freedom of Information Act requests, or whatever they call them in your state, until you can get a hold of the state plan or the interagency agreement with the Attorney General that deals with child support.
Okay.
And those are, strangely enough, the easiest ones to get a hold of.
Okay.
And then I would challenge to the Passport Authority that you can be held to an administrative edict. That it's unconstitutional to deny you the right to travel, and that you need a travel document, and you cannot be punished administratively for an act in which the Attorney General of your state gets 1.5 to 1.6 times the amount of in grants that he runs through the register in child support. It is a commercial operation. You cannot be held to a commercial contract.
I didn't realize there was a financial connection there.
Oh.
It's all about the money.
Oh, it's such big business. It's unbelievable.
All about the money.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't know that you were going to be on the radio today. I have my notes not in front of me, but I have not been able to find anything in the USC that says that what they're doing is right. What I did get is a notice from the Department of State saying that...
it is their policy.
It is their policy,
right.
And that they gave me their reference, which I looked it up on the internet. As near as I can tell, that's all it is. It's a policy.
It's a policy. But send a letter to your congressman or the congressman that purports to represent you.
Senator or congressman?
Well, I'd hit them all if I were you. That you're being held in commerce, because I promise you those interagency agreements.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the grants that are given to the Attorney Generals for pulling in child support are unbelievable. And it's strictly commerce.
Well, I agree. I already sent a letter to my Congressman Tim Murphy here in Pennsylvania. I sent it by registered mail, and he did not respond. So now I have the receipt, so I'm going to go down and, I guess, initiate a federal action.
Well, let me just say that the next thing I'm going to do is establish an association for men in your exact position, because this is just disgusting.
Well, I'd like to stay in touch with you, because I'll support you with that.
Okay, great. Thanks for the call, Jim.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Okay, here we go. Doug Bell, I was about to take your call. should call back. I'll take it. Here's a break.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Again, this is Desi Andrews with Jack Cohen, and we're just talking about various things to do with Tommy Jefferson and the Constitution for some things. Aha, Doug Bell, you're back. Hello.
On a cell phone, and unfortunately I hit a spot there and I lost you, but anyway, I'm back.
Oh, is that? Well, I thought you got mad at me, Doug.
Oh, come on, not that way. Hey, listen, you know, like we had a little bit of an aha this weekend. There was a bunch of us went down near San Antonio to listen to another guy working on the Art of Words here with these guys.
Right.
It was Michael Lee Stone, interesting seminar.
Right.
So there was a bunch of us that drove down together, and on the way back after the first day, there was an interesting topic of conversation that came up that I just wanted to share with you and the listeners that you know, it really is about, you know, they are experts at the Art of Words, okay? And that being the attorneys and everybody that's got a bar card, because they go to school to specifically learn how to manipulate the words into their benefit and our loss. And, you know, it's becoming more and more frustrating for more and more people, especially when you spend some time in courtrooms, as we all have done here recently, and find out they'll just blatantly break their own laws or their own rules, their own set of words, and do what they please. And I'm kind of getting to the place where, you know, we're starting to talk out loud. There's got to be something else we can do. And one of the guys that you all know made an interesting observation, and it led to another little observation. His observation was that it's literally each one of us against a group of them, okay, that are very well organized and very well funded. And he says, you know, we've got to figure a way where it's not one of us against all of them and all of their power and money and everything. And I said, well, why don't we just reverse that? Why don't we, you know, a group of us get together, pool some of our resources, just friends that are, you know, in geographic areas, pool some resources and everything, and go out and literally identify just one of them, rather it be a judge, rather it be an attorney, rather it be a politician, we don't care, that we know has done something as far, as bad as treason or just, you know, they're breaking the law somewhere,
well,
and
you
then
know,
go after them.
Doug, that's a wonderful idea. And Ralph, several years ago, did up posters with the dude's picture on the front and what they did. You know, they were a malfeasor. And on the back, and he sort of got in trouble when he first did it, so he put an affidavit on the back that if they took offense to that, all they had to do it on the back was sign under penalty of perjury that what the facts represented on the front were not true. So that's how he protected himself, but he said it made a huge difference when he did that. And so that's true, that if you see someone acting up or acting outside what you perceive to be the law, and you make up a poster, and then every time you go out in public, you put that you tack that poster up, always with the affidavit on the back, I would think that it would make a tremendous difference.
Well, I'm not talking about walking around with posters. What I'm talking about is, say there's 10 of us that live in one area of Austin, just using it as an example, and we decide we don't like this anymore. Instead of us waiting for them to get, you know, get stopped and, or whatever happens to be the case where we got to go to court, let's just sit down and, you know, it doesn't take much looking around in government, politicians, or in judges, or in attorneys, to find somebody that's breaking the law. And so you find one of them that's doing it, and frankly, I want to look for the people that are committing treason, because we can get those puppies hung for that. But anyway, find somebody that's really broken the law someplace, and then go way out of our way to gather the evidence and prove that they've done it, and then take them to court and get them convicted one at a time. And the bigger the punishment, and the bigger the fines, and the bigger the things that happen to them, after a while, that's going to shine a spotlight that the media won't be able to leave alone. And very frankly, I think the rats will start running for the hills once they see that we're after them one at a time.
Well, I think that's a good idea, and, you know, I'm all for it. Somebody just needs to organize it and start it. And certainly we can find tort feasors, as it were. I have just found, I have submitted, but it was just me, I've submitted affidavits of crimes and just been ignored. But then, you're right, it takes more than one. It takes a number. I think that's a very good idea, Doug. And maybe
well,
that's what I'll take.
Let's pull a few of us together against one of them. Let's pull out the resources of a few of us together and specifically a target one and keep going after them until we get them. And then after we got one, let's target another one and do it.
I'm all for it, Doug.
And the reason I called your show about that is because I remember attending one of your seminars one time, and you were having just a hell of a problem with some judge that was just, you know, making you all kinds of wrong, and it from listening to you, it sounded like, you know, they were actually breaking the law in the process.
Well, he still is after me. And it was in a civil matter. I mean, I've already been jailed, and there's a warrant out again.
Why don't we make him the target? Let's pool some of these people here in Austin, and let's, you know, get everything we can on this guy and go get him.
Send me an email, and we'll get after it.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks, Doug.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Richard in Alaska.
Good noon.
Hi, how are you?
Child support.
Child support?
That is the most ugliest agency that God ever created.
God didn't create it.
Well, I'm telling you what.
You're going to have to back up there, Richard.
They have the implied, their implication is that God did create it. And they have every God-given right to make your life miserable.
It's administrative agencies.
Oh, I know. I know exactly what.
And they pay for the court to get a judgment against you, and there's no way that they can put you in jail for 6 months, and it has to be stopped.
Well, what we need to do, and I've kind of focused on this a little bit, something called the NCP party.
Can you hang on till after the break, Richard? Okay,
great.
You're listening. listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I know. Welcome back. This is Desi Andrews together with Jack Cohen, and we're just talking away today. Richard, you were saying.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. You were saying something before the break?
Oh, we were talking about
how nasty child support is.
The wonderful agency. I've dealt with them for 20-some years, and they seem to just get uglier and uglier. One of the problems that the average guy runs into is we're all such independent thinkers that we're going to just outsmart them, and we independently go down one at a time, and we as non-custodial parents never seem to really have any aggregate organization to fight with them.
Well, it is my goal, and I hope to have this off the ground in the next 6 months, to have an organization that will, and it's mostly for men, I just have to be say mostly for men, that will change the administrative agency or the administrative procedures in this country. The reason, I don't know if you get to see your children, but most men don't.
My child is 35 years old.
What?
My child is 35 years old.
And you're still paying?
No. See, I ended up, see, they, they ended up doing this whole administrative thing 20-some years ago. On the day before the 21st birthday, they file a judgment against all arrears.
Right.
So now they have a judgment in perpetuity that they can collect on if you don't pay it.
Right.
And they're collecting $300 a month interest.
Well, you see, there are ways to break that.
Well, I understand there are ways to break it, and I've been working on it, and I'm learning more and more. But part of the problem that we have as a national organization, we as men nationally do not communicate well enough with each other to begin to become a force to do it.
Well, and I am absolutely adamant I'm going to put one of those in place.
This is why I've advocated and kind of looked at something called a non-custodial parent political party.
That would be your political party.
You bet. And you've got 1 million-plus people nationwide.
Oh, you have far more than that.
But if you had an aggregate block of 1 million-plus, wouldn't the congressman listen?
Well, and you know what? I intend to do that very thing, because
I'm
sick of it.
I'm on board with you.
I'm sick of it.
I would love to communicate with you.
Okay, great. Why don't you get with the producer and get my number or email, and we'll communicate.
I will gladly.
Okay, thanks for the call, Richard. Jeff in Vermont, how's the weather?
It's snowing. For once, we actually haven't got that much snow this year.
Okay.
Only a couple inches on the ground. How are you guys doing tonight?
Fine, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to call. I've been listening to your show a little bit lately, and it's the state of Vermont is probably like most other states in the country. I mean, our justice system is it's really messed up. We've been pursuing a thing since 1993 of an oath of office for our justices and and the judges in our state. When we first started it, in our Constitution, Chapter 2, Section 9 says all oaths of office have to be took and sworn and commissioned and put in the Secretary of State's office.
Correct.
I think most states are like that. But we just did a little investigation in 1993, and there was only 3 oaths that were in the whole Secretary of State's office that's from the governor down to the, you know, to the justice of the peace.
Right.
So, we were on them in 1993, and we got the ball rolling, and they started doing it, and a lot of the legislators did it, but the judges refused to put their oaths in the Secretary of State's office. And we're like, we put in every judge's mailbox, we put no oath, no office,
right.
And it was pretty clear that they didn't have it, and they knew, and we went to retention committee, we went to the legislator. They still refused to do it, and we don't have a remedy, what can we do?
Well, there is no remedy, although it's talked about oaths in the constitutions. It doesn't talk about what happens. New York is the only state I know that when you have no oath, you're out of office in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is they talk about oaths, but there's no punishment. You can't just walk in and pack up their stuff and remove them from office if they don't have one. Mm-hmm. So several years ago, I decided I was going to put some teeth into the one that's in the Texas Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a concerted effort to speak with a number of representatives, which never happened, by the way, because I'm not a lobbyist and I don't cross palms. And it turns out that at the end of the session, there was nothing to do with that Article 16, Section 1 is what ours is. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Yet at the end of the session, there was a constitutional revision that was put on the ballot to weaken it even more. And I can promise you that there was no debate about that oath. There was no debate about that section of the Constitution during the legislative session. But at the end of the deal, here we come.
Yeah.
So I quit chasing the oaths a long time ago because ours, I'm not sure who they swear allegiance to in the oath here anyway, because it's to the Constitution and the laws of the United States and of this state. So I think that they just swear to uphold the laws of the laws of Congress. So I quit doing the oath thing.
Yeah, well, it was, we just, you know, we just, We just want people to follow the rule of law. You know, they should be at a higher standard than anybody else. You know,
Well, then, if you want people to follow the law, then you take the Constitution, the United States Constitution, into the courtroom with you, and you say, where does that say that in the Constitution? Because that's the only law that's left, and that's the one that you have to stand by, and you have to make them stand by it.
When you do that, they don't allow the Constitution. If you even speak the Constitution,
well, then you don't belong in there, do you?
Exactly. That's my point.
Right.
And you know, there's got to be I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but there's got to be a hidden agenda there for the reason that they're not doing their oath. There's got to be more than we don't feel like doing.
Well, they don't have to, and they're not held to it. And there's no punishment. So what, you know?
Yeah, there's no remedy. You're right. Okay, thank you for your call. I just wanted to shout that out.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Putney in Michigan. Putney, is that your name?
Hello.
Hmm?
Yes, it's Putney.
Oh my goodness! Oh, I don't speak to many Putneys very often. Do you, Jack?
Not lately.
Okay.
Congratulations. This is your big day.
All right.
This is the big day. Some time ago, perhaps 6 or 7 months, I was listening to you, and I think there was a fellow speaking with you at the same time from Alaska.
Ralph Winterode.
That's it. All right. And during that conversation, I believe I understood you to say that you were expecting to be producing a CD with a bunch of information on it. Did that ever happen?
That's Ralph's CD, and that's on hold right now since he's in the clinker.
Oh, I thought it was going to be yours.
No, I did a set of CDs. It's pretty technical, and it's about war powers. But his CD, he's doing film for it, and he's adamant about getting that done now. He's raising some money to do it.
All right. So
nothing yet, Putney.
When that happens, how would one find out that it is available?
We'll just come right back on and tell you about it.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Steve in Texas. Hello.
Hello, yes. Hi, great show.
Thank you.
I was going to ask, there's another host on RBN, Eric Williams?
Yes.
Have you heard of him?
Yes.
Well, I was wondering, what do you think of his stance at challenging the political standing?
Well, I think you always have to challenge the political standing. They presume you to be a citizen of the United States.
Uh-huh. And I was wondering, I don't remember, I heard you before on another show. Did you suggest, like, rescinding your driver's license and Social Security card and stuff?
Do I suggest that?
Yes.
I suggest you study the matter very, very well before you take any step.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. I thought I was just wondering what your opinion was about you know, getting rid of your driver's license and stuff.
I have no state driver license, and uh-huh. I never use a Social Security number.
Uh-huh. Did you have one before?
I think everybody. Well, I deny that I signed an application for a Social Security card, but yeah, I think we all get tattooed with that number sooner or later.
Yeah, well, I think Eric goes with the fact that if I signed the they challenge him if he signed his card or his license, he says prove it, you know, and he says they can't really prove that you signed anything.
Well, he's absolutely right, and I think that's a very good thing to learn to do. It's just like saying, you know, the fellow that asked about the Social Security number on the passport application. Mm-hmm. There is no law that says you have to put a Social Security number on a passport application. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I've had a passport for over 40 years, and I can remember the applications, and they didn't even dare put that stuff on there years ago because it wasn't important.
Yeah, his suggestion is even if you do have the card, like a Social Security number or a driver's license, is just don't even admit that you know, kind of like, don't even admit it or something like that.
Well, I don't think you can. I mean, if you admit that you have a Social Security number and you use it, then you're saying you're a U.S. citizen in their book. They presume you to be.
And then you're under their jurisdiction.
Well, you're in their venue.
They presume that you are.
Yeah, they presume that you are.
They presume that you are. So, so like he says, just go in there. And I mean, I've heard his stuff. I don't know if you've heard his stuff on there, the way he talks to the judge and stuff, but it almost sounds like Three Stooges scheme.
Well, I think he's pretty good. I think he's pretty knowledgeable. So, yeah.
But and I was also going to ask, do you still recommend if pulled over by the police to say if I'm under arrest and if not, am I free to go in
And I can't proceed without assistance of counsel. Yes, I do.
Okay. Because,
and the reason for that is confession. If those are the only things that you say, then you've established that it's a cop, and you've established that you can't proceed without assistance of counsel, and then they can't use anything. They can't use any confession after that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because they're only there to get a confession.
They're only there to get money, really, yeah.
Well, yeah, but they get it through a confession.
Uh-huh. All right, well, those are my questions. Thank you for answering.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Steve, for calling in. Oh, the standing status, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
What an enigma.
Yeah.
Big, big puzzle. So, let's go back to contracts. We have no callers on the line. And the presumption of the contract, of course, if you wanted to call, it's 800-313-9443. And we have about 11 minutes left. Just as you said earlier, everything is done by contract. They operate by contract among the interagencies. And there has to be a contract for everything. So when like he said, Eric Williams goes into court and they say they presume him to be something, he always makes them produce it. Where's the contract that I signed?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that erroneous presentment that we're using now. Isn't that a piece of work?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, explain a little bit about erroneous presentment.
Why don't you? I don't really understand it.
Oh, well.
All we're saying is essentially that, you know, what you have sent me by way of a court order or, an order to appear and show cause or whatever it is it's bogus, and I don't accept it, and I'm sending it back to you for correction.
Well, the thing about it is everything they do is is commerce, everything. Mm-hmm. And it all has to do with honor and dishonor. So, if they send you, let's say the IRS sends you a bill in the mail, I mean, you don't know anything about it. As far as you know, you never signed a contract with them to get it, and you certainly never received any goods and services for it. So if you just turn around and you say, this is an erroneous presentment, you're mistaken in sending it to me, and oh, by the way, there was no consideration attached, because if they want to do business with you, they have to pay you.
Right.
So when they don't send a check together with the presentment, they're already in dishonor. But you can't fight with them, so because if you fight with them, then they always win. So you just send it back and say, whoops, you were wrong. And by the way, next time if you want to correspond with me again, please produce the contract that I knowingly, willingly, intentionally signed that would cause me to do business with you. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. We have another caller, Jack, Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Hi. The local city courts have started not allowing anything to be filed with the clerk. The clerk doesn't even work for the public except on court days, and she will not allow anything to be filed. And I've tried that, and
What are you talking about? Who?
The court clerk, the city court clerk.
Okay, what
court magistrate.
What are you trying to file?
Oh, some a refusal, what was it? Erroneous presentment, refusal to accept for.
You're trying to give the junk back to her and she won't take it?
That's right, they won't take it. They won't take anything. Not any piece of paper will be filed. Nothing from any defendant will be filed.
Do you send it by certified mail?
Well, I didn't have enough time.
Okay, so
I went there personally, and she would not accept it. And she said there was no place to file it. All they do is keep the tickets and the financial records. And that's all. Nothing that any defendant files is ever saved.
It's a court of no record.
That's right. No record at all.
Okay.
No, pure no record, except how much money they got. That's all they save.
Well, if you want to put something into any court, the thing you do is by affidavit, you put whatever it is you want and then attach an affidavit to it. And you file it in, I don't know if they call it the clerk or the recorder in your part of the world.
Clerk / magistrate.
We're not talking about the court. We're talking about where they record deeds.
Oh.
What's that called?
Probate office.
No, not probate office?
In Alabama, they call it probate office.
Can you file something for public record there?
Yeah.
Well, if you file it for public record and then you send it to them, that's your court of public record, and you just file it in the public, and you'd be surprised how strong that is. Okay? And also read the duties of the clerk. See if she is allowed not to take filings. Always read the duties of the clerk and hold them to their job. Thanks for the call, Richard. We're going to break. We'll take Steve, Roger, and Paul when we return.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Desi Andrews with Jack Cohen, and we'll take a call from Steve in Pflugerville.
Hello, Desi.
Hi, Steve.
Two things crossed my mind. One, in signing a traffic ticket, after going through the reasonable man test, that was the what the old boy earlier referred to, can't proceed without
right.
assistance of counsel.
Right.
If, when you were signing the citation, what impact would the words constitutional requirements not satisfied mean above your signature?
Well, why don't you not sign it and just put that?
Just put that and leave your name off?
I mean, why, really? You, I mean, why
not?
Oh.
Because that's what happened. I mean, you know, this officer violated Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments. He's committing perjury of his oath of office, malfeasance, misfeasance. Anything else you want to tack on?
I wasn't here,
you know,
Steve.
What you're doing is you're laying grounds to sue the guy. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's stripped you of your constitutional rights, and he's got an oath of office, so, ooh, bad boy.
Well, he hasn't protected your constitutional rights. I mean, you're guaranteed protection of certain rights, and that's his job.
Yeah,
right.
There really isn't any such thing as constitutional rights.
No.
There are natural rights protected by constitutions.
Right.
Right. I agree. Well, you've satisfied that question. I've
okay.
got my other one, so I'll let somebody else ask one.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Desi.
Roger in New York.
Hi.
Hi, Roger.
Yeah, I was wondering, let's say you're going to have a child. Do you have to get a Social Security number for them?
No.
How do you avoid getting one?
Don't do it.
Well, I've never had a child, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Well, the way they're doing it now, they want you to get a Social Security number before they let you leave the hospital with your baby.
Right.
So, you know, obviously one way around that is to have your babies at home, and another way is to simply refuse.
So what, do you just say, no, I don't want them to have a Social Security number?
Yeah. She's too young.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has
so that
no
means,
choice.
So
just
that means she,
say
she's,
no.
Yeah, just say no.
So that means she's not a slave, right?
Wait,
no, it just means that she's not got one of their stupid numbers.
Right. She can't be counted as collateral yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Paul, Paul in Georgia? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, is this Desi?
Yes, sir.
Hello. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
Just great. I've been listening to you quite some time, and you're quite knowledgeable. I really have a lot of respect for you. But the reason I'm calling, I got a parking ticket, and just trying to see how I can kind of work my way around this. When I first received it, I sent it back within 3 days. I think it was you and possibly Ralph that I was listening to back when. It said to write across the surface of it, received but not accepted, return timely. I do not wish to contract with you.
Right.
Which I did, and, of course, they've dunned me. They've made a couple phone calls, which I've not responded to. Just recently got another little done from them. Says a court summons will be issued tomorrow. Please contact their office before this time. How would you proceed on something such as this?
Well, I just send it back as an erroneous presentment anymore. You know, they've made you an offer. Just refuse the offer and say that there was no consideration.
Hey, no consideration.
Yeah, they didn't send you any money. They want to do business with you, but they don't want to pay you.
Okay.
Not good.
All right. If they do issue a court summons and end up in court, do I question their jurist? How to ask them to prove?
Ask them for the contract that you signed that allowed them to tax you. This will take longer, and unfortunately, we've run out of show. Jack, I appreciate you being on. I should have let you talk more.
All right.
But I appreciate you being there.
Thanks for the call.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right.
Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.